faster, runs another stop sign, happy ever after, once she lets her guard down, laughing at the stupid things I say.
I think we're good. Thursday, July 11th. Here comes Anderson. Here comes Stanley. This is the after disaster. Guess who's not here? Tyler White. He's in Palm Springs partying down with his other Indian compadres. That sounds weird. Kemosabes, maybe. Whatever that is. White man, I guess that means. I didn't see the movie. Did see the TV series. It's pretty good. He never killed anybody, I knew that.
You know what? Maybe if we put up a donation button. I know that we've always said we'll never do that. But maybe if we did that, Mike, we'd actually treat this show with a little bit of respect.
Like $40 a week comes in. I would.
Maybe we do it unofficially and just give out the address. Hey, if you'd like to send a check to the good of the cause.
I don't like the check idea because it's traceable.
Cash.
The IRS can
credit card imprint.
What's that guy doing in there? Oh, he's very.
That's why I brought Stanley in, because we were in the other room and I usually leave Stanley in there. There's usually a tall goat-looking fucker in there taking calls and playing horrible loud sound effects.
Goat-looking? What the fuck is that?
He looks like a goat when he grows out his goatee. He looks a bit like a goat man.
Like a goat. You have to personally insult the guy because he's not here.
You know, that goat, that guy, that character, Jim Brewer's character, he reminds me of him when he's got his goat thing going on. Anyways, yeah, I feel like if there was some kind of purpose to this show, financial purpose, maybe Tyler, I'm not going to look
show
at you.
Up.
Because you're here every single night if you're not hanging out with Paul McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I wouldn't walk out of the show in anger. Maybe we'd treat the show with more reverence.
I just want to acknowledge, I'm not saying anything's wrong, that it seems like my volume is really low. Don't get up. Don't get up. I just want to acknowledge if people are listening to this later and they're like, what the fuck's wrong with the volume?
Welcome. You sound fine. You sound okay. Great. Welcome to the long-awaited return of the After Disaster. We've been gone for 2 weeks. It has been 2 weeks since we've done this here program. To Tyler, that means that we're not going to be here in studio for 2 weeks in a row. But his math is completely off. I can see why he didn't go to college. When you say that we're going to be off.
We had this discussion before, by the way, didn't
we? On the way out the door. I said 2 weeks from tonight,
we're
back in here.
Previously, when we took a week off for a holiday or something, we had the conversation, are we back in 2 weeks? And we all three discussed it.
Yeah, we're skipping a week, so we'll be back in 2 weeks, right? It's not
skip two shows. It's skip 2 weeks. It's not skip anything. It's skip.
It's not brain science.
It's not skipping.
It's not rocket surgery. You know, the kids are now saying it's not rock science or rock surgery. Rock science.
I don't like that.
But they don't know. I was talking to some of them at camp.
They don't know what rocket science is?
Because I guess it was going around like some horrible reality show. There was a chick that said it occasionally.
And they're going to base their new terminology on what some
reality show says. Speak what you hear. You regurgitate what you hear. And she was so dumb that she was saying rock science. Kids picked up on it. And now there's a few kids that were saying it. And I'm like, hey, so what does that mean exactly? What is rock science? Where do I sign up for this rock science class? And they're like, oh, minerals and stuff. I'm like, no, you fucking kid. It's like rocket science.
It's like when people started saying Audi 5000.
Oh, I was into that, actually. I said that quite ironically, quite early. I really did. First time I ever heard it, right? It was Reality Bites. Not a good movie, but
Audi
I like that 5000. Line. I enjoyed that. That was said by the thief herself, right?
I will tell you this much. It's odd that that car became the moniker for that. I know it's because it sounds similar, but the Audi 5000 was an awesome car in the 80s, and it got that's when Audi got virtually put out of business because people claimed the cars were accelerating and killing people. Turned out it wasn't the case, but it put a major car company on the verge of bankruptcy, and they didn't sell a fucking car for probably 10 years. Now they're back strong. They harnessed the power of Nazism, and they came back. I don't even know if Audi was even into being a Nazi.
It feels good to be back, right?
Yes.
Despite the negativity with the missing path. I feel happy to be in here. I did a film vault last night. That can't continue, though. I just put everyone on hold, and we already dropped three. That's not going to bode well for the show. That's not going to bode well for the show. I also apologize to everyone who's not listening right now because we're not streaming, but the show obviously is being listened to as your download because you have downloaded this to your program.
I want to tell you something, Anderson.
I got stories to talk. I got things to talk about. But go ahead. What are you going to tell me?
You're a little bit responsible for this.
For the lackadaisicalness of it all?
I would have never done this. One thing is I don't like scary movies.
Is this an insult?
I don't like scary movies. I don't like being scared.
Something good to be responsible?
Don't ever want to watch anything scary. Due to some photographs you did a while ago, I let somebody talk me into watching season one of American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah.
And I like it.
Yeah.
And we went to the house.
I thought you could deal with that. That's kind of Disney-esque.
A little bit. But we went to the house, and it was fucking awesome.
I saw your Viney of that. I saw you reacting scarily.
Going back.
The wife and I, Jillian and I, have been there twice. Maybe three times.
Yep.
No, three
cool
times.
House.
Yeah.
You know something?
Did you ever watch 6 Feet Under?
Of course.
Because that house is right up the street.
What?
Yeah. That house is right down the street, I should say. Yeah, it's south.
I'm going back tomorrow.
It's like
now.
Three blocks away. Look it up.
I dig that house a lot.
You go to the Denny's. I invited you guys on this date. I took my wife on this date. I thought it was the greatest date I had ever invented. Talked about it at length on the show, but took her to the American Horror Story house. Then took her to the 6 Feet Under house, all surprising her along the way. And I said, let's go get dinner. Pulled up to a Denny's. She's like, really? And I'm like, I want that booth back there. And the nice waitress let us sit in this giant booth made for eight people. And then I pulled up Drive on my Netflix phone. And we were sitting at the exact table where he was chatting it up with the waitress.
That's fantastic. Okay, I got to go see the 6 Feet Under house because I loved season one of 6 Feet Under. And I haven't gotten to the last episode.
What?
I'm 7 episodes in.
Okay, this is not TV Vault. This is not Film Vault. But in case I have not talked about it with you personally, I think
we should start a podcast called TV Vault.
I've talked about that plenty. I wanted to do that on this here show.
TV Vault.
Yeah, wanted to do TV Vault segments, and we tried it out 1 week. I don't know where you were. I think you were sitting right there. You just weren't paying attention. But Tyler and I
does not ring a bell.
Spoke
at all.
Briefly.
I must have been gone
about Breaking Bad. Not even details, nothing. Just like a really good episode. Can't wait for the next one. Didn't give anything away. People furious. People were
Why?
Furious. Because. I haven't seen it yet. I didn't know there was going to be a train.
So it's like
there was a train?
It's like a sports fan that TiVos something and they get all bent out of shape.
Okay, all phones are hanging up. So I'm going to chalk that on hold. Couldn't get through. Back line. Stop talking about out. Oh, so the phones are working. All right, Tyler's not even here. He's sending me texts letting me know that the phones are working. Everyone's hung up now. Apparently, we're going in terrible directions.
Is that Tyler right there?
Could be. Hello, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Show is a disaster.
It's not a good sign when you push the button and it pops off the keyboard and falls down.
You're on the After Disaster. How are you? Hello, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? I did my job in there. I did it.
Yeah.
God damn
oh, well.
The show. God damn the show.
We can fake it.
No, seriously, though. God damn the show.
God damn the show.
I'd like to yell at Tyler, so maybe I'll go in there in a moment. And,
I gotta say, I hope that series, I hope season one ends on a happy note because.
What are you talking about?
American Horror Story.
Oh, dude, I haven't watched season two, but let me tell you this about 6 Feet Under. If you haven't seen it, it's the wife's favorite show of all time. It's a very good show. A little dramatic for my taste.
Season one was my favorite. After that, I lost interest.
The last 3 to 5 minutes of that series, the last 3 to 5 minutes you see of that series. Streams of tears running down my face for the entire time. I was like jiggling. I was afraid of Jillian looking over and seeing me because I felt like such.
Now you're talking about at the very end,
the last scene of the entire series. It was the best thing I've ever seen done on television, that, with the exception of some things that I saw on The Wire.
His crazy girlfriend, the Australian chick, the actress who's from Australia.
I covered that with the Australian.
I was in
chick.
Love with her. You know what I'm talking about? Short hair, short dark hair.
No. Hey, you're in the After Disaster. How are you? It's 3 for 3. That's a bad sign.
I was in love with that girl until I heard her speak. And I realized.
She's like, hello!
Yes, I don't like that. Speaking no offense.
Hold on. Do you know Jason? Hold on. Talk about something. I'll be right back.
You got it. I'll talk about something. Here's the point. I really don't like scary movies. I don't like being scared. I don't get a thrill out of it. Same thing with roller coasters. Ironically, I've been skydiving twice. Terrified both times. Didn't enjoy it one bit. Did it a second time. But American Horror Story is cool, and I don't want to say it's funny. It's not funny, actually. I don't even know why you brought that word up, but it's pretty goddamn terrifying. But like Anderson said, it's definitely in sort of a Disney-esque way. Speaking of Disney, by the way, wait, forget that. Forget I was going to say that. It's personal.
I leave for 30 seconds, and we have to talk about Disneyland.
I know. I just backed out of it. I backed out.
Jason Gaughan. You know Jason Gaughan?
No, G-A-H-N.
Fantastic. Moving on. G-A-N-N. He's Wilford. Wilford, the TV show. Okay, I didn't do my job properly in there, actually. I did all the hard part. I didn't turn it on, though. I routed everything properly. Forgot to push the button on. All right, here's what we're going to get into tonight. First of all, you and I talked briefly yesterday, right? I was talking to the wife about that conversation we had yesterday. And talking to her about that, I forget why. It came up somehow. But
you mean all aspects of it?
Everything that we talked about?
Yeah.
I said that here's how it went. Both of us complained, right?
Okay.
Mike started off with the complaints before I even had a moment to talk about camp. There was about 3-4 straight minutes of Mike complaining.
I know.
I moved on to start complaining about some aspects. And then we both complained together at the same time. And then we both talked about how we are perfect and laughed very heartily at that. And then can't remember what else was talked about. And then I had to go into an underground parking garage. And then I said this, and I was laughing as I was telling her this, because it is very funny. If two people had pretty good ideas of who you and I are and how we react to one another and how both of us come off, and they had to write like a 4-minute transcript of what our conversation might sound like on the phone, it would have been almost exactly what happened. I think it would have been almost dead on. Like, that was the most stereotypical Anderson Mike Carano conversation.
I didn't like it. You know why?
Why?
Because you said, how you doing? And I immediately started complaining about the dentist. But I will say... And I don't want to say in my defense, because I really am consciously trying not to be that guy, and I can't stand when I call people, what's up? First of all, and they start, I'm like, I didn't call for this. I didn't call to hear about every little thing that's bullshit going wrong. Oh, the girl at Starbucks got your order wrong? Oh, my God, put a gun in your mouth. But I was driving back from San Diego dwelling on that I'm $10,000 cash into what was 2 fillings.
So what you're doing right now
over,
is
done over and over and over.
Doing exactly what you don't like.
Yeah, but it was I was so depressed about it and so bummed out.
You're like the rapist who feels really bad, and you're talking to the girl. You're like, here's the deal. I really feel bad when I'm raping people, and you're grabbing her by the throat as you're telling her, and you're. I guess that's not good to say.
But
I
it's a power thing. You understand, right? It's a power thing. This isn't sexual. I'm not saying you're not attractive.
Here's great time at camp. I talked to you briefly about how I'm kind of over the counselors, and I hope none of them ever listen to this. God, that'd be
they
awful.
Won't.
I don't think they do. I just
said that to be supportive. I don't know. I'm convinced my neighbors all listen.
I don't let people know I work on Loveline, let alone this show or anything else. I try and keep everything that I do low pro.
You don't think they Google you?
No, I don't. I'm very boring in there. I just try and stay quiet. Every now and again, I'll say something really inappropriate and make everyone uncomfortable as I'm kind of laughing internally and externally a little bit. And I know I'm laughing outward because I'll hear this. He has a very evil laugh. That's what other counselors will say.
At least they didn't call it a cackle.
No, a cackle was thrown about. But the first 2 days is nothing but counselor training. So there's no kids there. It's just, well, they're all kids now. All the counselors about 24, 25. I'm the old guy.
Do you ever suspect them of being creepy?
No. No. I think you usually look at the old guy and think he's creepy. And I'm the old guy now. So I don't really have anyone to look at anymore. But yeah, back in the day, there'd always be like the older guy that I'd kind of like, really? Yeah. What's your deal? People kind of do that with me as they see tattoos and just kind of the way that I am and like the things that I find funny. Because the new generation, not you guys listening. I know that we have a lot of people that listen that are young and they get it. They get it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are really easily offendable these days.
It seems like
PC
it's more
is
so
in
now.
Vogue. Yeah.
But it seems like the last year or two, it's become back. It's come back.
Well, like that movie 21 Jump Street kind of harped on that. Like they really examined that. It was all about how like the overly PC kind of nerdy types are the ones that run everything now and the jocks are all made fun of. Oh, I was talking about this to the wife the other day, too. It's like, you know, how, like, I get it, you get it. Most people that listen to the show, they probably get it, right? They get it. People get it.
Mm-hmm.
The people that don't get it?
They're Audi 5000.
Do they get something else, and they look at us, and they think we don't get it?
Yes.
Constantly?
Absolutely.
So as I'm over there cackling, my evil cackle, about something that I said or thought, are they thinking, looking at each other, saying, he just doesn't get it?
There's no doubt in my mind, like, when I say something negative about That band that plays everything through a computer?
Fart Barf.
No. There's those.
How dare you? Don't talk.
Fart Barf does not play anything through a computer.
Oh, we're talking about Daft Punk again.
Yeah, when I say something sort of negative about that, people absolutely think I don't get it. And they might be right, because I don't get it.
All right, Tyler's haranguing me on through text. Hey, Tyler, is this you?
Hello?
That's him, so I have to check out who these other people are. Hey, who's this? God, no one talks except for Tyler. Hello, how are you? You're on the After Zoos. There's fake Marcus. All the
usual. Man?
Hello. Yes, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, Tyler.
Am I on?
Yes, Tyler. I don't know what to tell you. I did. The routing is perfect in there. Hi, Ty.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Tyler.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
That other guy sounded like you.
He did.
That's pretty good.
What you hang up on me?
What are you?
Oh my God. I think that the automation switched everything over. We need somebody
right
in that
then,
room.
Right that moment?
I think maybe it happened like 8:35.
That's hilarious. You go in there and switch it.
Here's what happens. Drew's on the road. He's doing the show for the Loveline, that other show thing. He's doing the show from his bed because he had some stuff happen. And nothing major, guys. Don't worry. But he's doing the show from his house. And the automation switches over. So he hears something completely different right at 10 o'clock. Right as the show starts. So I have to sit there and manually do it. So, guys, I do fuck up often. This is not my fault. Talk about Disneyland for 30.
All right, I don't want to talk about Disney. What I want to talk about is American Horror Story again. Just kidding. Hey, I don't know if we owe you guys an apology for starting so late, but if so, I'll be totally honest with you. We started late because we just sat there talking for 20 minutes, and we thought we should start the show, and we did. Now we're cooking. I just did a long silent pause for effect. This is odd when I know I only have like 30 seconds. I just want to talk really, really softly. But like, okay, Anderson's back. Just, I'm doing a play-by-play. He's moving his chair closer to the microphone.
All right. See, this is why we can never put up a donation button, because the show is just the show. Tyler, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Goddamn.
What are you doing in Palm Springs?
I am celebrating 2 years of marriage.
Oh, you.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I still want my pictures, Mike.
No.
You know what's amazing about this is I made a mental note to myself. Wait a minute. I forget that I said that.
So you didn't make a mental note to yourself?
Okay. Are you ready to hear this? I'm dumb. Okay, I made a mental note to myself. I have 1 year to get you guys a wedding gift, so that was cool. Bought me plenty of time. I didn't realize we had passed that 1 year right now. And then second of all, I just thought maybe I did get you guys a gift.
You gave us a re-gift. I don't think that counts.
What's a re-gift?
Wasn't it croquet?
A bocce ball re-gift?
No, croquet.
That wasn't a re-gift.
That's a real gift.
That's not a re-gift.
That's a real gift.
You
Lawrence.
Know what? I did get you a gift.
That's
I
what
went
he
to
does.
The, I went to the sporting goods store and bought that.
Oh.
Because
okay.
Well, he
also
knows.
Took pictures and said you'd give them to us and you didn't.
And I specifically went to more than one place because I wanted a good one.
Well, as funny as it was, we actually used it recently and we actually had a good time. So.
Everybody uses it.
What, did you use it in the kitchen or the living room?
My parents' house.
They live in a one-bedroom apartment.
Croquet is fun.
Second floor. I don't know where they use it.
We talked about how Mike spent $10,000 on his two teeth.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Not again. Guys, three times?
Mike!
I'm not going to go into it, but it was one guy fucked things up for $1,400. The woman corrected
you are going into it.
That I had to get a crown for $1,200. Then I had another
back
issue.
Back to the girl being raped. I'm being raped.
Filling issue that turned into a bigger issue for $1,700. Now I got $1,200 next Wednesday, and then I got another $1,400.
That's fine. I thought you meant like in one sitting. I was like, those are the best goddamn fillings the dental world has ever seen.
Nope. I had my...
Speaking of high prices, okay, to come to the Jewish people's defense, I know that like a lot of people... Tyler, Lauren, you ready?
You already offended them by saying that.
Hang on. No, because, you know, I don't like the stereotypes and the jokes that go about Jewish people being cheap.
I got to say, the stereotype is more that they're smart with their money than they're cheap.
Cheapness comes in, especially with the dumb. What are they called? What are they called?
Rednecks?
What are we called? No, goyims, right?
Yeah.
Right, Tyler, Lauren? You guys know what I'm talking about. You guys are goyims.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So goyim, bro?
So what are the Jewish people's favorite foods? Bagels?
Yeah.
Delicatessens, right?
Yeah.
Jerry's Famous Deli, one of the most overpriced places in the world.
And so is Cantor's.
And I had a bagel and a coffee this morning, and the fucking lady said $8.60. I said, what? It's not $8.60. That's not even a time. That would be 9 o'clock. And it is not. It is 10:30. And she said, no, that's how much you owe.
I'm like, that doesn't seem that high to me.
For coffee?
Hey, I go in there and I get granted, there's salmon on it. A bagel and lox.
Well, there you go, dude. You got.
How much do you think that cost?
$12.50.
$16.50.
Jesus Christ.
$16.90.
See what I'm saying? You can't call the Jewish people cheap when this is their food.
Well.
But the Jewish people don't buy it. They just sell it.
Yeah,
Tyler,
selling it,
you're
so.
Making it anti-Semitic again. I'm trying to do something here. You're not helping. Lauren.
What?
Tell them not to do that.
I'm gonna say something. God, I sound like I'm friggin'. I'm going to say something. So everybody listen. I am going to jump to a conclusion here that I happen to believe is fact, and that is that you guys don't listen very well because I know for a fact that you would have brought it up if you were at the fucking Ace Hotel right now, and I know you're not.
We drove by it.
All right, so here's how it went down, kiddies. You had a little anniversary lovebirds. I'm in there. We're both just chatting it up, Mike and I are, about things we can't talk about on this here program. And then I got annoyed, and then I text you, Tyler, and then you text back, and then you said that you were in Palm Springs. And I annoyedly said to Mike, he's in Palm Springs. He's not even coming. And I start bitching about your math and how bad it is. And then Mike stops everything and goes, they better be at the fucking Ace. Yeah. And he was 100% serious and angry.
And I know you're not.
Mike, I don't have the bread to stay at the Ace.
Here's the bread. The bread. You can just
put it in your parlance.
Okay, how much longer are you guys staying there?
Two more nights.
Okay,
two more.
Yeah.
If I pay,
where are you staying? What hotel?
The Embassy Suites.
Why are you saying that? Isn't this going to post while you're still there?
Yeah, but they don't know which one.
Uh-huh. Okay. How many Embassy Suites are there in Palm Springs?
I don't even know where it is in Palm Springs. I've never seen it.
There's like 14.
Remember when Garfield used to be their spokesperson? Terrible.
No,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
That sounds awful.
He was.
You can't complain when there's cat hair all over your bed. The president was here. Hey, okay, Tyler and Lauren, if I pay for you guys to have a resort pass all day tomorrow at the Ace, will you go hang out there all day?
Why would you do that?
Is this because you want to win an argument so the next time you talk about the Ace Hotel, I'll just...
It's your wedding gift.
You guys will go there. You will hang out in that pool all day. You will have a few drinks. You will eat some of that fantastic food and stay in the pool through sunset. And then you come back here, and I dare you to tell me it's not the best fucking
dare
pool
you.
You've ever been in.
I will accept that offer if you also pay for what we paid for the for one day at this hotel.
No, you're not going to leave. You can stay at your hotel. I'm just going to get you resort passes so you can go use all the amenities, and then you can go home whenever you feel like it.
We paid to use the amenities here, so you have to pay double.
Yeah, we have 2 hours of free happy hour here and free breakfast.
I'm so bored with this conversation. I got to tell you. I got to be honest. This is Embassy versus Ace.
I never thought I would say
this.
And
this is not something I would ever tune into.
I never thought I would say this to you guys, but you're assholes.
I told you. Pay double. We paid for this hotel tomorrow.
It's an Embassy suite. Get away from the kids and the families.
How much was that Embassy suites?
How upsetting is this conversation to the guy packing the beef tongues right now?
The Embassy suite is probably $138 a night.
Yeah, it should be. That's not what I
Oh,
said.
But Tyler is Mr. Frugal.
What'd you get it for?
I got it for like 68 or 70.
That's not bad.
Can we stop talking about this?
Did you even price the Ace?
Oh, my God.
No, it's too expensive.
Okay. So, camp was fantastic, all right? I had things to talk about. I talked a lot about it on the Film Vault, so everyone should just listen on the Film Vault because I talked some about it. But I didn't bring up the most humiliating thing that's happened to me at camp for some time. And as soon as it happened, I wasn't even hurt. I'm just like, this is something I can talk about on the goddamn show.
You got your penis caught in the outhouse door?
Lauren, Tyler, you guys want to hear me spout off for a second, even though it's your anniversary and you're sitting in a hotel room?
Yeah.
Yeah? Can't tell you guys being on the phone with us makes me feel pressure.
Yeah, you better fucking entertain us.
You know, we also sound like every other goddamn podcast out there. We're like one random. There'll be two dudes in the same room talking to the same microphone. So that's a little bit off. And there'll be one guy Skyping in. And the guy that Skypes in is always the asshole. You notice that?
Is that me?
Yeah. Have you ever known? Do you ever listen to like just random podcasts? You're looking for a
Not
subject
anymore,
or something?
I used to.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, yes, I did.
What now? What, Ty?
I'm not adventurous enough to listen to weird new podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys doing while you're out there? Are you going to take
What if it's about the Lord?
Aerial tram?
We did that last time.
Okay. Did you go to Elvis' honeymoon hideaway?
Swim and get drunk.
Did you go to Elvis' honeymoon hideaway?
What about women getting drunk?
What? Swim and get drunk.
Oh.
You should be doing it at the Ace.
Watching women get drunk. All right, can we please move away from Palm Springs?
I actually even have things to talk about.
Do you really?
Yeah, I know.
Like what?
Anderson, I yelled at someone.
What?
I yelled at another human being.
Fuck my humiliation. I want to hear this. Go ahead.
Wait, what?
I don't. I'm skipping. I'm foregoing my story for the time being, so I can hear about you having anger and actually expressing it. I know you've been pabby and pissed off with people.
Anderson, I've never heard Tyler yell like in the 10 years we've been dating. It was like the scariest.
Wait, thing. You were in the room. Set it up. What happened here?
All right, so it was 4th of July, and we were out at a friend of Lauren's friend's house. They have, like, a pool that overlooks, like, the valley, so we were watching all the fireworks.
You were drunk?
Yes, we were drinking.
I saw your Vine, and it looked like you woke up drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
Who was the little kid sitting on your lap, by the way?
I did a rise drinking. And
wait, who was the little kid sitting on your lap in the pool?
Mike Carano, that's one of the three things you should never ask another human being.
Well, because now I want to know. I thought it was a relative, and now I know that you're at a friend of a friend's house.
God, that was the day before, and that was my nephew.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be that guy, but I did hear gay porn.
You did?
What did he say? What did you say?
For crying out loud.
What? Didn't I hear that?
What?
I didn't hear
All right,
that.
I'm sorry. Just strike that from the record. Go ahead, Tyler. So everyone's drunk. There's a child in the pool.
Drinking. We've all been there, like, for a few hours. One of the other guests there, I don't know, he's got a wife and kids that are there, whatever.
Is it like E.T.'s view? You can, like, see, like, the valley?
Yeah.
Like E.T.? Okay.
I'd like to see that in real estate listings. E.T.'s view.
E.T.'s view!
Oh, yeah. I know what that is.
I would. That's worth another extra 10 grand. Okay, go. Sorry.
Right as the sun goes down and fireworks are starting to pop off, they turn off the music, and we're like, well, that's annoying, but whatever. So then we can actually start to hear the conversations that are happening around us. And me and Lauren are off by ourselves, kind of sitting on a ledge by the pool overlooking all the shit, and everyone else is probably about, I don't know, 40 feet behind us talking.
Lauren and I.
And they start, I don't even know how it came up, but they started talking about, like, this one guy's like, yeah, man, if I was in the LAPD, man, I would just, like, I wouldn't even hesitate. I would just start, like, blasting black guys, like, just, like, left and right.
Oh, my gosh.
He was like, you know, like, he's like, fucking Mondays, man, fucking Monday Patrol. And he's like, you know why they call it Mondays? Because everybody hates them. And me and Laura are like, what? And we'd already talked about how we have...
Wait, are they calling black people Mondays now?
That's what they were calling them.
What?
So
I like how you distance yourself up front with the friend of a friend's.
If black people were any day of the week, it'd be Friday, right?
I'd say Saturday.
Or Sunday.
Who would be Monday?
Church going. Yeah, who would be Monday? Why Mondays? They're not Mondays. Like, fat white people are Mondays.
Fat white people are definitely Mondays. Wait. Fat white people are... Walmart is Monday.
Yeah, Walmart, fat, pacey whites are Mondays.
The good day to be is Saturday.
Saturday.
Because Saturday. You still have another day.
Young black guys are Saturday, and the older guys are Sundays.
Probably.
They turn into Sundays.
Where do old white guys land? Wednesday, Thursday?
Wednesdays. Real bland. Hump days. Yeah.
Wednesdays with their fanny pack.
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy wants to go out and blast some Mondays.
Is this guy white?
So this guy is talking about and this is the guy that had two kids that are there, a 3-year-old and like a 11-month-old or whatever. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Was he just a hardcore racist and he was drunk so it was coming out?
I think so. Yeah. He's been fine all day, like, whatever, like, it had been normal, and then all of a sudden this shit started coming out, and then...
How old is he, and what is he, what's he look like?
He's like 30, mid-30s, white guy, black spiky hair, kind of like, looks like he might have, like, a monster truck, or used to have one.
Mm-hmm. Bro.
Married to a girl from Jersey.
Bro, okay.
Yeah, so, and like, the other, like, few people there are kind of just, like, chuckling along, and like, no one's like... saying anything.
Like uncomfortably chuckling along?
Sometimes they were kind of getting in on it too, kind of like trying to be in on the conversation and be cool also. So it was very upsetting.
Now you couldn't see his face, right? So there was the off chance that maybe he was just doing like a character or...
Well, it was not. Even on our stupid podcast, we make like stupid jokes, but we clearly like it's jokes and we stop. This went on for like 20 minutes about like...
20?
This is making me really tense because I have a feeling.
Like, oh, I have your back, man. We could crack skulls and like you know, these black guys. Like, we'd be like force against them and like take the city back and like
what?
All this nonsense.
No, wait, was there laughing in between?
Yeah, but there's laughing of like, wouldn't that be fucking awesome? Laughing, not like, oh man, we're being so crazy right now. Not like when we laugh.
Apparently, this guy's never seen the LAPD because every cop I see is black.
And also, you know what? He's obviously never been to war. Right, Tyler?
Oh, you know...
Because you know what happens when you go to war? Racism melts away.
What?
Earlier, when we were standing out while it was still sun up, this guy was talking to my friend that was there, who's a Marine, was like, man, I've never been to war, but like, you know, if the draft was reinstated, dude, if I was out there like in Iraq, whatever, we came up on a village, I'd just waste them.
Like, all right, I've turned the corner. I'm into this guy. This guy's awesome.
So that conversation was going on, and then it finally stopped or whatever, and I got like really upset a couple times because it was just so goddamn ignorant.
Hold on, real quick, Tyler. Remember before Tyler was part of the program earlier in the show, Mike, and I was telling you about the new generation, how goddamn PC they are.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler was proving my point right now. Mm-hmm.
Well, what? I think
anyone can listen to 198 episodes of this podcast and know that I'm not PC.
Hey, Tyler, if there's any way that you can dig out that episode where I came up with the greatest theory I've ever come up with, that once people are in the military, they're not racist anymore. Because I need to reevaluate. I don't know.
He is in Palm Springs with his wife.
Yeah, I know.
Forgot 2 years.
There's no way. Okay.
Okay, so
this story's making me super uncomfortable.
Annoyed.
But I will admit, it's way better than what I was going to bring to the table right now, which is this incredibly amazing salsa recipe that someone gave me. And I'm not even kidding. It's unbelievable.
Why is everyone waiting on the message boards for us to talk about a mural? Okay, go ahead.
We're not going
to
talk about the mural. Because
Wait, that's how bad the show is, Tyler. The people actually tune in to hear us talk about a fucking mural. Okay, commence with your story. I'm sorry.
Okay, so in case people aren't aware, my nephew, who Mike was asking about that photo, my nephew is half black. And my one day future brother-in-law is also black. So,
ooh, okay.
It's a little closer to home. So they finally stopped talking about it. And
you
then
mean homeboy? That would be Mexican.
It starts to, like,
it's closer to homes. Okay.
And then they start talking about the Trayvon Martin case.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. And they were saying things like, well, he just shouldn't have been where he shouldn't have been. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah. Fat Whitey goes out looking for a fight with a gun and kills a dude.
I'm actually now I'm finally a little bit tense with Mike, and I'm actually jealous because I would have loved to have fucked with this guy, because I don't know how you handled it, but I would have loved to insert myself in the conversation and then just pwned him. Oh, I would have let him down a path and then let him know.
I don't get what you just used that word pwned.
Pwned.
So, yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
We're talking about Trayvon Martin, whatever, and then that finally stopped. And then once they finally stopped being ignorant and whatever, we were like, let's just go. I don't want to hear this nonsense anymore. And we start to get up to leave, and as we're walking to go get our stuff, I've walked around the pool, and I'm like 15 feet away from the guy. And fucking, I don't even remember what he said, but he brought up something again. I don't know if he, did he? Lauren thinks he said the N-word. I don't know what he said, but he said something again. And from 15 feet away, I just yelled at him, how about you shut the fuck up?
Yeah, good Lord, move.
Some of us have nephews that are, and I gave him the most sarcastic air quotes of all time, half Monday.
Ooh, let him know that you've been privy.
So I was too fucking tone it down, and then we grabbed our stuff and started to walk away, and I think he thought I was joking or something. Chris was like, okay, yeah, let's turn it down to like a 5 from a 10 or something like that. And I just looked at him with just the biggest fuck you look, like whatever, and then we just
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, good for you, Tita. Because how many people do you think heard?
Everybody?
Everyone that was there, except for one person who was inside getting like a sandwich.
Lynching someone?
So like there was like a party, what, 30 people?
No, it was like 6 people plus 2 kids.
Oh, so close friend this guy is.
You know what would have been the greatest ending to that story ever? Is if the guy looked at you and went, I'm fake Marcus.
Fake Marcus.
the show is so goddamn inside, guys. God
I'm
damn
pretty
it.
Proud of you. That's amazing. I wonder if I would have had the balls to do that.
That's me, really. But like, besides like yelling at people being dumb on like a baseball field or something, that's really like the only time I've actually like yelled at another human.
Well, this is much more threatening. You're in an enclosed area with people that are supposed to be friends.
Yeah, that's brutal, buddy. Especially on the 4th of July. I mean, maybe he's genius and he was trying to take you back to what the country used to be like.
Maybe he's like, I like the 4th of July because there ain't no black fireworks.
I picture the whole sky as a big black man and the fireworks of my guns popping off. Listen, that is a terrible story, and it's so weird that still occurs, and I know that it's rampant in certain parts of the country.
Hey, yeah, you know what? I guess I'm oblivious in a way, but I still cross the street when I see a black guy coming and I clutch my purse. No, but one of the guys I work with at the club is leaving to finish medical school and become a doctor, and he said he's going to move to the Midwest and become a doctor, and he specifically told me I want to go somewhere where there's some Jews, but where they're not, where the anti-Semitism isn't that much. And I went, are you serious? And he's like, yeah. He goes, a lot of places in the Midwest, people hate Jews, and I don't want to be the only Jew doctor in a town
for sure,
that hates Jews.
Especially in the Midwest.
And I didn't know that that was still in effect. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a weird one to me. Maybe it's just because L.A., we live in L.A.
That's the thing. You're like, I understand why everyone's racist against other people, but people are still racist against Jews.
No, but I honestly never thought of racism against Jews. I never thought of that.
What?
I've never thought of that until.
Have you heard of this war? It was called the
one
second
guy,
one, I think.
One guy.
World War II?
I always thought it was one
guy. Have you
guy.
Heard of like every fifth movie made every Oscar season?
That's just surprising to me. It's just a weird
one.
No,
here's the thing with Jews. And it's a weird here one. I come off being sounding anti-Semitic again, and I've been called out about this, and I'm trying my best to be sensitive, but also I don't want to skirt the issue. But here's the thing, 2% of the nation. Last I heard, Jews, 2% of the nation. Here it's me spouting facts again that I believe to be true. But 2%. Now, if you live on the coast, you're going to see and know a lot of Jews. Yeah. You're going to date Jews.
Well, out here we have Jews.
But in the middle, for whatever reason, the Jewish people do not like the middle of the country. So that's how I would take it. If I lived like in Nebraska or like Texas,
gotta be honest with you, I don't
I'd
like
be
the
like,
of the country
why
either.
The fuck do the Jews hate us so much? Why don't they come visit?
I don't like the middle of the country either. And if you live on the coast, you get a much better mix of people because you get there's way more open and out gay people here. Everywhere you look, you got a mix of all these other races. Who do we hate here, though?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Yeah,
Tyler.
Me neither. I knew it, but I didn't want to say it.
Tyler, why did you just text me at twitter.com after disaster?
Because you need to go check the latest thing that I retweeted.
Dude, I'm trying to run a podcast here. I'm trying to run a show, a program.
Something to talk about on the fucking show.
We're already talking about plenty. Without
Tyler,
me.
Let me start one.
Tyler, why did you think that guy, I forgot his name, was referencing you or the show?
What?
What is
Why
going
did you
on?
Think that guy that we were all following, JLC?
He retweeted something he did. JLC
oh,
is the
okay,
greatest,
okay,
by the way.
Okay, I'm
JLC,
sorry.
JLC, for
You're
those
right.
of you
right.
who might be a little bit behind, let's fill everybody in, all right? Because this is getting good.
He's not great anymore.
He's great.
No, he's not.
He's
he
fucking awesome.
That YouTube video was great. And
he's
then,
great. He's even better now, Mike. You're missing everything, apparently. Here's the thing. That YouTube video that we listened to, what, like 2 months ago, Tyler?
Yeah.
Ty, 6 weeks ago? Ty.
Yeah.
And we all, Tyler just played us something. We didn't know what it was, and it was like the worst human being we'd ever seen. Like some 16, 17-year-old cunt. Pow, son! With a fresh tree.
N-word.
But he's not using the N-word like he wants to shoot the N-word. He wants to be the N-word. Anyways, just a horrible, horrible human being. But, like that tooth you can't stop fucking with, I kept going back.
You do it, about 2 minutes in, I was disgusted, and I'm like, why are we wasting our time on this? And I just thought, this is a stupid waste of my life to give this guy 5 seconds of it. And then about 2 minutes in, you're kind of like intrigued, and you get sucked in, because he's such a douche.
So we found him
you
on Vine.
Can't help but stare at him.
And we're all following him on Vine. And it like we found him 2 weeks ago, right before I left for camp. Right after the show, actually. We found him on... I made it a mission that we must find him on Vine, because we knew that he was on there. And we found him. We're all following him. I think it was the very next day.
Yep.
Pretty much.
He put the big one on.
We watched... I went through it. I obsessively watched like all 109 of the ones that he'd already put up. And they're just awful. I mean, there's 6 second clips of just like marijuana trees. And then there's 6 second clips of him just smoking marijuana. And there's 6 second clips of him sitting in his car in the garage. I'm hoping he turns it on one day and forgets.
They talk about that other 6 second clip.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's a 6 second clip of him fucking his girlfriend. Full penetration, everything from behind.
Yep.
And you can see, you know, at one point, he shaves himself down there, which is very disturbing. And he pulls all the way out so you can see his honker, his bingo. And it's upsetting. It's yep. And
you
I
couldn't have shot this more or less discreet. Like, it's full porn.
And they're up against a mirrored closet. So
yeah.
You can see that he's filming.
And he had already shot a few, like, in the dark of him getting head from her. You know, there was, like, 3 or 4 of them on there. And you can tell he's, like, creeping up. He's, like, trying to figure out what he can... Like a little kid does with his mom. Like, what can I get away with? What am I going to... And like this chick's going to be doing full porn, you know, soon. This poor girl.
Yeah.
The fact that the girl, any girl, whatever, like hang out with this guy, because he's got to be just...
She doesn't know he's shooting most of that stuff.
I think she might know about this, though.
Well, she hides when he's shooting her from behind.
He has her grinding on the beach now, too. He has her twerking, and then he also has her, like, grinding the sand.
Can I say something that's going to make me an asshole?
Mm-hmm. You masturbated to that.
Tyler, you're going to be pissed. Anderson's already pissed. The listeners are going to be pissed.
Oh, yeah. But nothing happened. I was really pissed, actually.
I reported that guy to Vine after the porno one.
He reported the porn clip.
Yeah, so he revined three of my vines.
Tyler, stop being a maker
three
about yourself. We're working up to that. So for the first time in the history of my internet life, I actually commented. I think it's the very first time I've ever commented on anything.
I had to comment.
I had to. I was at the gym, and I couldn't believe what I just saw. So I commented something along the lines of Idiocracy.
No condom.
I can't believe he's not wearing a condom. Yeah. And he, I don't know if you guys realize this, but he made a direct response video to me.
That's the one I'm talking about, actually. Where he said, why you play has got to hate.
Or... No, no. He's like, why do so many faggots like me? Why do I got so many haters?
But why do you think that's to you?
Because I'm the one who commented. I was the first one to comment. And then a bunch of our listeners were on their comments as well.
I saw that. Do you guys think the guy knows about the show, or he just followed, he saw that Tyler followed him and checked out Tyler's vines, and then he starts retweeting him?
I think it's either that I liked one of his videos, or he saw that I followed him, and he started looking at them, and then...
Because Tyler's very good.
Because I don't think he knows about the show, because we would have noticed on the comments that one of the listeners...
Thing, though, is what if he starts to listen to the show, and then, like, he actually goes back and listens and blows his goddamn...
Oh, God.
Why'd you do that?
I'm sorry. I edited you. And it blows his goddamn what?
It blows his goddamn mind, because he starts listening to the show and then realizes that we're talking about him.
Well, maybe he'll have a little, like, what's the word? Self-awareness? If he were to listen to a show like this?
I'd like to get into a Vine war with him, where we just go
back and forth. I'd watch that, but he would just Vine himself fucking.
No, but he would just, because all he does is show shots of his piles of marijuana and stuff. Like, he's in the car smoking pot, he's outside smoking pot.
So my favorite one that he ever did was, he's like, you like it when I fuck beautiful bitches?
Yeah.
And this is my second response, which I took directly to me. I think that he was talking directly to me, because I was the one who started, and I was the first one to really say anything negative about it. He's like, you like when I fuck beautiful bitches? And then what else did he say? And smoke weed off my... What did he say?
His vaporizer.
His vape.
Yeah.
And smoke the chronic off the vape? and he like showed all these shots of the vapor. And it was my favorite one. I watched it probably 9 times. I was crying in bed, and Jillian was getting really mad.
You know what we should do?
Just put it away. It was my favorite thing I'd ever seen. And he erased that one. I came home from camp. It was one of the first things I wanted to see. I wanted to see the wife. I wanted to see Stanley, and then I wanted to see that vine, and it was gone.
I'd like to open another Vine account and then recreate his scene for scene, but I'm going to use popcorn instead of pot.
Oh, that would be really funny. You should totally do that. And then, like, how are you going to recreate the smoking of the weed?
It's just me eating popcorn.
Oh, that'd be good.
All right, guys, I'm signing off.
All right, go enjoy the rest of your vacation.
You guys are heading over to Ace right now to check it out?
Yeah, I'm going to go head over to the Ace. Go check out the thing the After Disaster, the latest thing the After Disaster retweeted.
I'm looking at it. It says medium, not funny. What?
Yes, and then click the photo that is attached to that tweet.
There's no photo attached. I don't know. What is tweet?
Okay, the tweet before that. Whatever.
All right. Oh, there's a picture. These have been showing up. Is this... Okay. Well, this is... What? All right.
Yes.
But it's visual.
Now discuss.
Where is this?
I don't know if he's doing them.
Is this real?
I don't know.
No. What do you mean he? Who's he?
The guy that tweeted it to me. I don't know if he's just been doing it and they took a photo and was like, oh, this is funny.
Wait, who did this come from?
He tweeted it to me.
Wait, JLC tweeted this to you?
This guy, Medium Not Funny, tweeted it to me today.
Oh, I thought you meant JLC. Okay.
No, not JLC.
All right. Well, thank you, Medium Not Funny. I thought JLC was actually looking for us now.
No. Because
that kid is so fucking delusional. I could see him like actually going on the rampage.
Oh, my God. And the other thing that freaks me out is the last set of vines were in my fucking neighborhood in San Diego. Like, pretty close.
Terrifying.
I figured out where he works, and I want to... He's got lesbian bosses, too.
You forget where he works?
I want to go to his work.
How did you figure out where he works?
By watching all those vines. Hey, Lauren, Tyler, happy anniversary.
Yeah, congratulations,
thank
you guys.
See you guys.
You guys are one of the sweetest couples I know.
All right, so... I don't want to go on and on about what I'm looking at right now because it's visual.
Wait, how did you find out where that guy works?
Why? Well, I was watching all his vines, and like he was out like during the gay pride parade, the day that the law Prop 8 got overturned again. And his little comment was, "I have lesbian bosses," and I guess like his entire work was out front. But you would definitely know it if you saw it because you live out there and you'd be able to pinpoint.
We got to go over that tonight.
I think he's a barista.
Anderson. Uh huh. I am going to give myself an extra hour in San Diego on Sunday and find that guy.
Oh, you got to find some stuff. You have
to
find some stuff.
Him.
Now, if you're that guy, I can creep inside most people's heads, kind of get a little idea of how they see the world. This guy, no way. Like this guy in Al-Qaeda, I have a really hard time.
I got to tell you, honestly, I bet if we met this guy in the street, he would not be anything like his online
I like
persona.
To think so. In fact, one of his, I'm obsessed, and I know that it's probably not healthy. I'm just blown away when I see somebody. That's why I love movies, because there's always characters that aren't real that don't really exist that I've never met before. That's why I love mentally challenged people so much, because they're like so unique. This guy, as awful as he is, he's incredibly unique in the fact that he just has zero self-awareness. But I did pick up on one of his vines when I spent a good hour watching all of them. I couldn't stop. Most of them were completely hideous and not worth watching and boring. But every now and again, I pick up on a little thing like where he works, or like how he was getting his girlfriend to do head in a bit of a brighter area. And one where he's walking down the street, shooting himself, Chrono style, talking about how he was like, he tried to make it look like he worked on the streets. Because every time he said at work, it was always him walking to his work, which I realized. And somebody walks by and I hear him and it's a totally different voice. He's like, hey, man, what's up? Hey, man. Like he just sounded like a normal kid for a second. So this could just be like a persona.
Here, well, that's what I'm saying is I think if you met him, he would be I don't want to say a nice guy, but he would just be completely different and this whole thing is an act. However, the fact that he posts that stuff, like him having sex with his girlfriend, makes him a fucking douche.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He's a douche. Like,
I mean, whether it's an act or not, he's just
he's
a
like
douche
a new breed of douche.
Though. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
He's a breed of douche. Like if you were to write this into a screenplay, like people would know, they would say that you got to scale it back.
You know what would be interesting is to jump ahead 20 years when he's a loser, you know, and nothing's happened in his life and to show him the stuff he did when he was younger. Like, oh, check it out. Here's your girlfriend. You're fucking her from behind and putting it out for the public to see.
So I got to give Medium Not Funny a little plug here, I guess you'd call it, because Tyler forced us to watch this, look at this, and then hangs up, which sucks. I think it's rude. But Medium Not Funny tweeted this to Tyler, I guess maybe the After Disaster, and it's like a wanted sign or like a lost dog like type flyer that you put up on polls. Help me out, Michael. And it's the three of us. It's pictures of the three of us. And it says, have you seen these Pabs? And then it's Mike Carano, a picture of Mike Carano. It says, below, it says, does not answer to Keith, which is funny because usually it's of a dog, and it says, does answer to Bubbles.
Yeah.
You know? And it says, all around funny man, sarcastic, neurotic, probably filming you right now with unkind commentary. Professional photographer. Note, could potentially have grandchildren your age. I'm reading this as I'm reading it. And then I'm in the middle. It says, Anderson Cohen, misspelled my name. Terrible.
Did he really?
Yeah, terrible.
Oh.
I think this is all totally photoshopped, even the duct tape around it. I think it's completely fake. But it says, formerly known as Beauty, film fanatic, dog lover, child cancer caretaker, married, best known for his work on the blockbuster hit. I'm not going to say that, but it's a movie that I wrote. Noticeably muscles with snake tattoo. Noticeable muscles with snake tattoo. And then Tyler White. Yeah, I think this is total Photoshop, the more I look at it. Yeah, if it is Photoshop, could you fix my name? Because I really like this as a meme or whatever. But Cohen? No, Cowan. Thank you. Tyler White. His name translates roughly to one who ruins radio, pundit, social media, married, last seen making you laugh via his mad charm swagger. Has a vast knowledge of swimming pool care along with mad vine skills. Possible mug reward, last seen Thursday between 8 and midnight. This is like something we should have put together.
Mm-hmm.
But the listeners put it together.
It's pretty great.
Anyone with information on their whereabouts, please phone 1-800-LAB-111 or please contact theafterdisaster.com. And there's a little candy cane and a machete at the bottom. Fantastic Medium, not funny, tweeted this to Tyler and it said, these have been showing up all over town. This one is a few streets over on a mailbox. There we go.
It's got to fix the spelling of your name.
It's good shit there, Medium, not funny. It's almost Medium funny.
That's pretty awesome.
Okay. So camp was great.
Tell me.
I just got my voice back, which is a shame because I sounded very sexy for a couple days.
Yeah.
I usually lose my voice at camp.
You kids get back in the cabin.
I'm like, hey, guys, get back in there.
Hey, so.
I shamed my kids, which I hadn't done in years, but I really made my kids feel bad to the point where one kid didn't talk to me all day.
Why?
I don't want to get into it, but they were just kind of disappointing me, so I went in there. And I don't get mad at them. I just look at them. And I'm lucky I think I can still pull that off.
But what do they do?
Because I hated when people got mad at me. When I was a kid, like when they get mad at me and yell at me for not doing what they want me to do. But if they told me that they were, like, if I liked them and respected them.
Way worse.
Yeah. So yes. I did that to them. And, like, I had some tough kids. I had some inner city kids. I had this one kid that gets in fights all the time, still does. He works, he lives in a hard.
What day of the week were they?
He'd be Miércoles. No, Nueves. Nueves means new. I'm trying to speak Spanish. I'm failing. Jueves.
Doesn't answer
the
question.
He'd be Jueves.
Wednesday?
Well, that's eggs.
Jueves, rancheros.
Wait, lunes is Monday.
I told somebody once
lunes,
that she disappointed me, and she goes, I'd rather have you be mad at me. And I went, I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
That's what I did
goes,
my kids.
It's way worse.
I had a Saturday in there who was a big guy. Big guy. Really cool big guy. And I had a couple Spanish kids, a couple black kids. It was a mixed group of kids. It looked like Benetton, actually. I had an Asian kid. All really, really, really good kids. But the point is there was one that I didn't like some of their behavior that they were displaying after the first few days. And it kind of came to a head and I kind of sat them all down. Not even with my co-counselor. I just kind of talked to them myself and gave them the big, guys, I've been coming here for a long time and I've not seen this kind of behavior.
Was it just them being rude or was it them
It's just them being thoughtless.
Okay.
In their own world. And one of the problems was the entire cabin, the entire group. There was 10 of them, 9 of them. None of them coming back to camp. They're all aging out. They're all too old to come back. So this is the last time. So they're trying to make the most of it, and they're kind of being selfish in some respects. So,
but you make the most of it. What do you mean? Breaking rules or just being?
They were just they're excluding some of the other kids at camp in some things. Well, they didn't even mean to, but they're clicking up and that kind of thing. I don't like it.
Got
I don't
it.
Like it.
Got it.
And I make that clear the first day. Like, you know, let's not click up. No clicks. Right? So. I don't even remember why I went down that road. Why did I go down that road?
You were explaining that you shamed them.
Yeah.
You talked about how it was a great experience.
Yeah, except I did shame them. It was a good one.
Do you have one year that jumps out as that year was the greatest year?
Oh, the first year.
Camp
first
ever?
Year's over. And it's so much like drugs. And I know that sounds wrong, but it absolutely
you're
is
chasing
true.
The dragon this entire
so
time.
Much like drugs. Because the first time, like, you're doing drugs or drinking, like, you're drunk the entire time, you feel great, and it's just awesome. And then, you know, a few years later, it's like you get that buzz, that perfect buzz for a couple hours, and then you have a headache afterwards, and you can't maintain it. And then you get to the point where it's just like little spurts, little pieces. Like, you'll feel really good for about 10 minutes here, and then feel like shit for an hour. It's kind of like camp. Like, but those like 10, 15-minute periods where I'm just looking around, and everyone is just so great, and, like, humanity is just the way it should be, and you actually see people caring for one another and all doing everything's got a purpose, and that purpose is great, and it just washes over you. It's worth it for those 10-minute increments.
Are you the last line of authority there?
What?
Are you the authority?
No. I mean, there's like directors.
That's what I mean. There's other people like.
Yeah, I'm just okay. I'm just a counselor. There have been years where I've had more authority, but I don't like that at all. I go up there to have my own kids and be in a cabin and be like a parent. There's been years that I've been a director and I'm in charge of a bunch of cabins, and I do that. I used to do that every winter, but because of cutbacks, they don't have winter sessions anymore. But
I know you didn't.
Not
do
nearly
this.
As fun.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't do this, but have you ever considered?
I like this, how you think you picture me going up there, and I'm like the guy that like everyone has to answer
the year.
To.
This is the year that I bring some booze in.
Oh, no. But my co-counselor, who had never been to camp before, he was a guy from New York, and he works with, like, hardcore fucked up kids. I feel like I shouldn't be saying some of these things, but I'm not using names or whatever. But he works with, like, really severely mentally disabled kids.
Steve? Was that Steve?
Yeah, Steve. And he didn't know what he was in store for, and he was concerned, and he's like, yo, Ace, oh shit, that's what they call me at camp.
Oh,
Ace.
No.
He goes, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be straight up right now. If the kids come in, that's how he talked. He's like, if the kids come in and, like, I find paraphernalia, like weed or booze, I'm going to have to straight up tell somebody. I'm like, no one's going to come in here with weed or booze. All my years here, I've seen it one time. Don't sweat it, dude. He's like, I just don't want to narc these kids out, but, you know, I feel like I got to do what I got to do. I'm like, that's not going to happen. So he had a delightful time once he realized that these are good kids. But here's the story. It's a shameful story on me. All right. It
you shamed them, and in return, you felt shame.
But watch, no, these kids, a different group of kids. But like, I hope this isn't incredibly boring for everyone listening. But I always work with the oldest kids, like 17, 18-year-old kids. And the little thing that we do at camp every year is, like, we open up. The first night is a campfire where we all get around the campfire. It's all organized, but, like, different groups. Every kid gets up on stage one time or another, either sings a song or is part of a skit, says his name. Usually they're very awkward. They can't make any eye contact. They're very quiet, especially the younger kids. And then the last night that we're there, like 6 nights later, do the exact same campfire except – now it's the kids that I'm working with, the 17 and 18-year-olds, they run everything. They're the ones that are in charge. They're helping the little kids get up there. They're encouraging the little kids. They're on the PA. They're on the microphones. So it's really cool because they, like, take over camp. And it's a totally different vibe because everyone's out of their shell now. Everyone's comfortable.
What do you
and
do
all
for
the
your
kids,
performance?
Oh, I don't, unless they ask me to. I try not to. I used to be heavily involved in getting up on stage, but I just feel uncomfortable now because it's the kids. The kids should be up there. So I sit in the back usually. And secretly smoke my electric cigarette and watch everything go down. So as I'm helping them, there's like an hour before, and I'm helping them, like, set up and get ready for camp. And they're a lot of the time they're the 17, 18-year-olds, and they have to, like, MC, and they have to tell joke interstitials. They have to go out there and tell jokes as the other cabin, like the cabin four, is getting ready or whatever, which mm-hmm. are like the 10-year-old girls, and they have to, like, entertain everyone else in the audience. It's like 200 people. And they have
what?
Yeah, there's like 200 people. It's like 120, 30 kids and like 60 staff, as well as, like, sometimes the kitchen staff comes out, like, paid staff comes out.
I'm picturing like 35 people sitting out there.
I don't know. It's like 200 people. So there's a group of kids who I know. They're not in my cabin, but I know them because I know a lot of the people up there. I've been going up for so long. And I overhear them. They're looking for clean jokes, right, that they can tell because it has to be really corny, obviously very G-rated jokes. So there's like six kids. When I say kids, they're like 17, 18 years old, and they're going to be the MCs, and they're trying to come up with jokes. And I'm like, oh, I got one. I got one for you guys. They didn't even ask. I just went over. I'm just helping them. And it's that snail joke that I told you before. Mm-hmm. The OCD guy, he cleans his front yard. It's my favorite joke. That's PC. Okay. Picks up the snail, throws it. 2 months later, knocks on the door. He looks down. The snail's there. The snail says, what'd you do that for? But it goes on. And I told them the full version. Mm-hmm. About 90 seconds of me telling the story, acting it out, right, everything. I finish. Not a single smile.
Oh, really?
They're all just staring at me. Maybe I didn't say it right. I don't know. But 90 seconds worth, not a single smile. Someone finally talks and they say, you know, Jerry has some really good jokes.
Oh, no.
And I'm just standing there.
Oh, no.
Six years ago, 7 years ago, I would have been devastated. Yeah. I don't know if I could have. I would have actually been hurt. But instead, I just made, I just reacted everything.
Joke,
and
yeah.
I let them know like how awful that was, what they did to me. And a funny, we all laughed about it and we all got to laugh at myself. But that would have been really, really hurtful.
Did you think about taking the stage just to prove to them that it's funny?
I should have. You know what? I should have.
Told you assholes is a good joke.
I don't want to say I'm jaded now, but like that goddamn campfire can go on and on and on.
Of
so
course.
I don't
want
to add to that time at all.
Now, especially, I go to my niece and my nephew's talent show and it's all grades. And
can you imagine?
So tedious.
Grades? Oh, yeah. Can you imagine if they had like 16, 17, 18-year-old kids running it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It can go on for 3 hours if you let it. So
my brother teaches there. He teaches like music to some of the kids. Like I think he volunteers. And he was responsible for getting like 5 or 6 of the kids that are probably 8 or 9 years old to sit around in a circle and play the blues on guitar. Now imagine 6 or 7, like 7, 8, 9 year olds sitting around with acoustic guitars trying to play the blues.
Well, it sounds like hell.
Yeah, it's horrendous. And they're all just sitting there and you're like, nobody here picks up on that this is just a cacophony of total shit noise.
But you all got it. That's the worst part is you have to like, pretend like it's good, right?
Yeah, I think it sets them up.
I think that's by far the most.
I think it sets them up.
It sets them up for failure.
Yeah.
Because they go out like, thinking that
good.
They're good. Yeah.
I'm naturally good. Sounded like shit. I don't know what I'm doing, but
you should
the audience
try and spread that word.
Applauded. I did.
Did you really? To strangers?
No. Well, it's the same thing going to a kid's soccer game. You're supposed to be happy and applaud, but they're not. They don't know what they're doing. They suck at soccer. It's always one kid whose dad probably beats them. Hey, you know what joke you should have told him is that dog okay. That dog joke, that movie theater joke.
I knew I had a bunch, but I couldn't think of any except for the goddamn snail. What was it?
Guy goes to a movie,
mm.
Looks to his left, notices there's a dog sitting there.
Uh-huh.
Lights go down, dog kind of focuses, starts looking at the screen. The guy's like, this is amazing. Like, he's not barking or anything. All of a sudden, the movie opens up with this crazy action sequence, and the dog's on the edge of his seat and starts barking at the screen. Then the movie turns to a real sad, somber part, and the dog kind of is whimpering, sits back. Movie comes to an end. The guy looks over. The dog stands up on its hind legs and starts applauding. And the guy finally says to the owner, "That I've been watching your dog. That's amazing." And the guy goes, "I know, he hated the book." I butchered it, but that's
I know that's good. I should have tried that one too because I bet I would have got the same response. Like, and I'm really pissed that I didn't go up on that stage and try and win them over with it.
Yeah,
God damn,
you should have.
You know what's funny is after all these years, I've been going up there since '95 was my first year. I still get absolutely petrified the night before the kids get there. Because I don't know. They don't tell you what kids are coming. And even if they do, I'm so bad with names, I don't remember. I don't recognize half the names.
I'm curious why the same kids come back.
Because they have the time of their life. They love it.
They have to pay for that camp, right?
No, it's free.
How do they choose who gets to go then?
It's first come, first serve. But, and they accommodate a lot of kids. They accommodate like 800 kids.
And I'm assuming the camp goes year-round?
No, it was year-round until funding got cut. But they're working on that.
Did you take a look at any dead cows this time?
No, I didn't even bother going over there because I heard there's no fresh kills. But, I did. Oh, I'm such a bad GoPro owner as well because we're on the hike. Oh, massive stuff happened on the hike, but I can't talk about it on this here program.
Okay.
But massive shit went down on the hike like this year, like drama.
What you just did is worse than what I did.
Oh, I know. I know. But, you know, it's like the privacy of the camp. I don't want to, like, talk about the details. And, like, that. I thought I might have been watching someone die in front of me. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm just leaving it. I thought I was watching someone die. And I was picturing all the horrible things that could happen to my beloved camp as a result if the media got a hold, if somebody did actually die.
And it wouldn't have been in any way your fault, though, right?
I think I could have been implemented, yeah.
You were choking some guy out and then he didn't recover fast enough?
The overnight, which we do with the oldest kids, we walk. It's about a mile. I've heard 2 miles. Either way, it seems kind of long when you got like big 50-pound backpacks on. And we take them out and out so you don't see any cars. You see nothing but trees, rocks,
wait, you're walking a lousy 2 miles and you bring a 50-pound backpack?
Because when we get out there, we spend like 12 hours out there. We sleep over.
Oh,
you know,
okay, okay.
We eat out there.
I thought
you
were just going for a 2 mile hike.
No. It's like an overnight.
45 minutes.
It's an overnight hike. And
who's carrying the bricks?
What's cool, the part that I am going to talk about briefly is we walk right through this place called Garner's Ranch. And it's an actual functioning ranch, and they actually have cattle. And we actually walk through these people's cattle.
Big G's emblazoned on the side of those cows?
There are. Yeah. And this family knows that we've been doing this for years. We actually have to open their gate and walk through their. It's farmland, and like we're walking past like all their old, broken down tractors literally from the 50s that are just sitting there like rusted out and like on the ground. And it's really cool to see. And there are cattle. And some years you see the cattle in the distance. Sometimes you don't even see them. You might hear them. You hear the coyotes at night. It's really cool. You see cow pies everywhere. This year we got to the second gate. We're on the home stretch. And there is a fucking massive herd standing at the gate. And I don't know if you've seen that video, that battle at Kruger of the water buffalo that come back and save their baby.
Yes.
It was like that. They were giving us those kind of looks. They were pissed off cows. Now, they were cows, so I did what I did. If they were steers and they had balls and all that, I would have never done this. But we're standing there for good. I'm not kidding. It's hot. Hot as fuck. All the kids are sitting there sweating in the sun. There's no shade for a good 5 minutes. And the lady that's leading us, Papa, good friend of mine, first name I've used, by the way, besides myself, my own. But she says she's been doing this for six times a year. She's been taking large groups of kids out there, mm-hmm. six times a summer for the last 6 years, I think. So she does it a lot. And she's saying this is new. Never seen anything like this before. And there's literally 40, 50 cows pissed, knowing their like, angriest moves they had, staring at us.
Squirting milk at you guys?
That's how I could tell that there are ladies, though, because
yeah.
big udders hanging down.
And their eyelashes.
So I had an opportunity to play a hero. And also, I was just really hot. No one else was doing anything.
Punch one of the cows?
So I walked out, and I walked towards, I don't know, what is 40 cows? How much does that weigh? A lot of meat.
Fucking
tons and tons of steer. Yeah, not steer, but cow in front of me. Dairy cow. And the white one, I'll never forget the face and the horns. They had horns. I didn't know the females had horns.
I'll never forget
her angry, angry face. And she took 3 steps towards me, Mike. I was terrified. Heart beating very loud. And I was thinking, okay, one of three things going to happen. Either they're going to turn around, I'm going to look like a hero, feel like a hero, and we get to move on. Fantastic. They're going to start charging me. I'm going to run back and trip and look like an idiot.
And I'm pretty sure they can run faster than you.
They probably can. And they're with the striking.
You ever seen a cowboy chasing a cow? They're hauling ass.
They have a hard time catching the babies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Third possibility, they trample me, I die, and that's one of the most embarrassing ways to end your life, I think.
What happened? He died after he did a standoff with a white cow. It's like the white buffalo.
He got trampled by cows at cancer camp. That's just not a way I want to die.
Yep. No, that certainly is not. Well, what happened?
So
give us the details. Well, he stood his ground to a bunch of cows.
He was just covered in milk.
And the cows finally went, fuck this guy.
So they dispersed, and they were not happy about it, but they did take off. They got a lot of personality, those cows. I got to stop eating those, I think, soon.
I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid that I'm going to see a cow. I'm at the fair and look at a cow. There's no friggin' way I'm having a hamburger right then.
Yeah.
Like the next day, but.
So they turned around and they walked away, and then they started, they were like stalking us parallel. They were a good 100 yards away.
Were
though,
they
once
mooing
they
the entire time?
Yeah. It was cool. I really enjoyed that part of it. But then about 10 minutes later, I'm like, holy shit, I have a GoPro. That would have been a great video. I should have taken it with me. I'm a horrible
God,
GoPro
damn
owner.
It.
Anyways, but that's all I want to say about camp. There's a lot of great things that happen, but
it sounds pretty
if you
good.
Have not gone and you are young and fit or you have a heart, I highly recommend camp.
Say all those things because you know it? None of those apply to me?
No, I'm talking to our audience. I know that you would be terrible at camp. I thought of you plenty of times while I was there.
I would not be terrible.
Oh, you would be awful.
In certain circumstances.
There's dirt, bugs. Actually, the smells weren't bad this year because we were in the new cabins.
I go outside a lot in case you haven't noticed.
Yeah, you like your hiking, but yeah. I can't picture you dealing with counselors. And kids.
No, I couldn't deal with that.
And singing.
No.
You got to sing a lot.
I sing at my AA meetings.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like religious songs?
Happy birthday.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't say the prayers. In fact, some of my friends that I see there, they all just mumble the prayers. Like, some, they'll be doing the prayer, they look to me and they're like, blah, 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 blah.
I got so much that I want to talk about, but we're done.
All right, I'm glad you're back.
God damn it.
I'm glad you didn't kill a bunch of kids by inciting a cow herd riot.
I have one more thing about camp, but I guess I'll bring it up next week.
Okay.
It's so upsetting. So upsetting. It's corporate. It involves Ronald McDonald. I hung out with Ronald McDonald while I was there, which he's rarely there, but he was there.
Pouring out from underneath his mask?
He was actually really good. He was really good. I've dealt with Ronald McDonald's in the past, going to the houses and stuff, and there's been some awful ones. I had one that was like really, wasn't yelling at a kid, but he was really stern and rude, and I yelled at him.
Did he lift up his shirt and show you a scar and say the Hamburglar gave him that?
But there's some corporate bullshit that it shocked me, and that says a lot because I'm very jaded and I think everything is horrible in corporate.
We're bringing in robot kids next year because it's much safer.
This is where we play the song.
Goddamn Tyler.
All right, that cow story was fantastic. I'm going to be, the more I think about it, the more disappointed I'm going to be in the fact that you didn't get any of that on video, because that would have been...
There's a picture.
One of the ultimate...
Somebody has a picture. It was in the slideshow at the end.
Well, I'd like to see that picture, and I would have liked to have seen, at the very least, a series of vines of you doing... You know what we could do? Yeah, we could. Yeah, you're right. We could go recreate that cow. I know where there's some cows. So we could go recreate that fantastic standoff with the cows. How horrifying would that have been, by the way, if you're going out there to be the hero and clear a path for the kids, and the cows do rush you, and you have seconds to think about what you did? That would be terrible. Wish I had more. That wasn't the song.
This is me being terrible at my job. Hi, guys. Trying to end the show. Doing all I can. Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah. What do you do with your phone when you're at camp?
No one's allowed to have their phones with them. It's called...
How do you stay in contact with your wife?
Not well.
I mean, do you have to sneak out?
Yeah, actually, there's two like phones. They used to be pay phones, but now they're just like regular phones, but they have calling cards that people donate, I guess. And you go and you wait in line. It used to be like two or three people would make a phone call. Now everyone makes calls all night long. There's actually literally a line. Mm. So it's tough. It's tough to keep in touch with the world. And normally I don't, but Jillian had some stuff going on, so I was calling her every single night, which I normally don't do. But yeah, if those kids got trampled because of the cows, I think...
You wouldn't be going back next year?
No, I would sue them. And I would sue McDonald's. Yeah, because I'd be traumatized by watching kids.
But wouldn't you be to blame because you're the one who decided?
Hey, I was just trying to help, man.
Sir.
When is the lawsuit okay?
Do you have any experience?
Hey, you see this guy that was just walking down the street? I don't know the full story, but I saw it on the news and I was appalled and angered. And this is current events, which we don't do, but we've got to talk through the song, so why the fuck not? Black dude walking down the street out here, some neighborhood in Southern California that didn't look too nice. And there was a group of, from what I gathered from the images in the video that I saw, there was a group of cops doing some other kind of stuff in his neighborhood. And he was walking his Rottweiler. Have you seen any of this?
No.
And
they shot him.
He starts talking shit to the cops, it looks like. It looks like he was kind of saying, like, why the fuck are you in my neighbor? That kind of thing. Next thing you know, they've apprehended the dog walker. They have him handcuffs, and his dog is kind of... It's a menacing dog because it's Rottweiler, but it doesn't look like it's in attack mode at all, if you know dogs at all. It's kind of sniffing around, barking, kind of trying to figure out what they're doing with his owner.
Yeah.
The cop shot him. Shot the dog like four times.
People are pretty outraged about that.
I am furious. Furious.
Why'd they shoot it more than once?
I don't know, but I want to take something he loves, like an Anchorman, and kill it now. I would love to do that to
that
guy.
That cop an Anchorman?
Well, no, that's what happened with Jack Black.
Oh yeah, sorry.
He ruined his bike.
I'm sorry. I'm not more attentive tonight.
But wouldn't that be great to take that pic? Oh God! Oh. I didn't mean to say that. I just meant a pic of a man.
I deleted a post yesterday that I called a cop a pig.
I don't ever call cops pigs though. But that guy is a pig of a human being.
Yeah.
God damn it! Why did I say
that? Or else he's the world's biggest pussy.
I like cops. I do. Some cops. It's like anything else.
Yeah, that's like anything.
But how great of a feeling, how satisfying would that be? To like, not something living necessarily, because the guy probably doesn't
it
love things
that
are alive.
It wouldn't be satisfying because it would be two negatives. Like the guy's dog,
Mike,
is dead.
Two negatives always make a positive in my world.
You know what's going to make it even worse? Is that guy's going to try to sue the city for emotional damage, which there's no doubt in my mind he has serious emotional problems. I mean, suffering.
Are you talking about the cop or the guy?
The guy whose dog
shot. You know how much he's suing him for?
No.
It's reasonable. It's 25 grand.
Yeah, they better fucking write
they
a check
better
for
give
that.
Him... Plus more.
I was going to say, because he'll probably sue for some outrageous amount, 250 grand, 300 grand, and they'll try to offer him 2,000 bucks or something. They should write that guy a check for the 25 grand, because that is goddamn cheap. Goddamn cheap. And I can tell you this much. I don't think... I think killing a dog, especially when it's someone's pet, is fucking horrific. But I will say... If I got a $25,000 check every time the cop shot my dog, I would have a line of dogs coming out my door every day.
Wow, so you would just sacrifice.
Walking down the street. Hey, pig. Bam.
Hey, pig. I didn't say it. The dog did.
The dog did.
All right.
I wouldn't do that, people.
Can't wait to talk about the corporate indecency and political correctness that's going on. I probably shouldn't be saying what I'm going to talk about next week.
In that case, I'll talk about something I definitely shouldn't be talking
about. Fantastic. Really? For sure?
I'm going to post that salsa recipe on the website, by the way, on the Facebook page, because it's the best salsa recipe.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm glad. I don't want to.
Someone made me
Please
salsa.
Stop it.
The
I don't
best salsa I ever had in my life, and asked for a copy of the recipe, and she printed it out and gave it to me today.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
God be with you. Happy anniversary, Tyler and Lauren. Keep up the good fight against racism.
Ace Hotel.
Negative. Embassy Suites, Garfield. Garfield.